A truthful heart.
It was the graduation season. Mimi had stayed up late last night to wrap up her final project report, so she couldn't get herself out of bed this morning.
Unless you want to miss your bus, you have to get up now.
Mom knocked on Mimi's door and said,
What? I'm up! I'm up!
Mimi jumped out of her bed. The day passed without incident. After school, Mimi was on her way home. She walked by an accessory shop for teenagers. Mimi couldn't take her eyes off a sparkling bracelet displayed in the window.
I'll look fantastic with that bracelet in the graduation ceremony,
Mimi thought to herself.
Mom will never agree to buy that for me. She'll say I should focus more on my inner self than physical appearance.
Yet Mimi couldn't help but try the bracelet on. It looked amazing. She looked around. No one was paying attention to her, so Mimi slowly slid the bracelet into her pocket and paced out of the shop as if nothing happened. She passed the entrance just when the alarm went off. Mimi was in a panic, but immediately decided to slide the bracelet into the bag of a shabby-looking girl who was about to leave too.
My apologies, but I'll need to check your bags, ladies.
A clerk came quickly and said,
It's her! I caught her red-handed when she put a bracelet into her bag.
Mimi pointed at the girl nervously.
What do you mean?
The girl looked confused.
Check her bag if you don't believe me.
Mimi felt bad to lie in the first place, but at this point, she had to insist.
Tracy, I'll take it from here.
A man in his 40s in a suit came up and said to the clerk,
Yes, boss.
Hi, Dad.
The shabby-looking girl said to the man. Mimi's face turned red.
Now I'm sure it was a misunderstanding.
The man took out the bracelet from his daughter's bag and turned to Mimi.
You were just appreciating the beauty of the bracelet and accidentally dropped it into my daughter's bag when you were about to leave. Am I right, young lady?
He sounded nice.
Yes, just like that. I'm sorry I was too careless.
Mimi's voice sounded dry.
Then there's no problem here. Go home, and you're welcome to come back again.
The man smiled. Mimi apologized to the man and the girl again and ran home. She felt shame and regretful. She not only judged a person by her appearance, but also tried to steal from the store and framed someone else when getting caught. She swore to herself that she would never do such a thing again. The next morning in English class, her teacher, Mr. Thomas, gave an inspiring speech.
Children, this is the last class we have before you officially leave the school. You've accomplished a lot in this class, and I hope you all learned something useful here as you embark on the next chapter of your life.
Mr. Thomas paused to look at everyone and then continued.
I have nothing else to teach you, but just two things to keep in mind. Be kind and be truthful. Be kind to all living things, regardless of their differences, so you don't misjudge them at the first impression. Be truthful with yourself so you don't get lost when facing temptation. That's my graduation gift to you. I wish you all the best for the bright future in front of you. Congratulations, Class 602!
Mimi nodded to herself quietly.
Wrap up.
Tom always has trouble to wrap up the project perfectly.
It's too late to wrap up the final report tonight. Accessory.
Maggie loves to shop for accessories with her sister if she has time.
My sister dreamt about making delicate accessories for girls, and she did it.
Appreciate.
We should appreciate all the food we have every day.
James enjoys appreciating all kinds of art in the museum by himself.
Embark.
The newcomers need to embark on their new life at the new town as soon as possible.
We must go to bed earlier because tomorrow we will embark on the ship very early in the morning.
Temptation.
It's very hard for kids to resist the temptation of candy.
It's not easy for adults to resist all kinds of temptations either.
I caught them red-handed with their hands in the cookie jar.
The boy was caught red-handed by his teacher as he tried to cheat on the exam. The air in the forest is not only clean, but fresh.
Not only Shelley, but the whole class loved their new music teacher. Sam hopes to receive more job offers this season. She was hoping to get the movie star's signature, but failed.